Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please. Back to Genesis and the sixth chapter. You know why it gets quiet? Because this needs to be dealt with. There are remnants of wrong thinking in people. And I'm talking about other folks, I'm talking about us. Does God have a dark side?
No.
God got some evil in him?
No.
Which one you believe? He's good? All he is good?
Yes.
All he does is good.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
He's good, and that's all he is.
Right.
Is good. There's nothing else in him.
No.
Except good. Is this getting in your spirit?
Yes.
There's nothing else in him. How's evil going to come out of him? Now, people who've been in school a long time, we'll say, well, God's just complicated. Yeah, like you. He's a mixture of good and evil. No way. No how. Don't you believe it? I said, don't you believe it? Well, it's just beyond our understanding, but yeah, you know. No. He's had to deal with it. He's had to prepare for it. He knew it was coming. Sure he did. He knows the end from the beginning. But he didn't create it. It was found. Come on, did you hear that? It was found in the anointed cherub that covers, who was created perfect. He was created perfect. But something happened after it was created. He was created. How many believe this planet, everything about it, was created very good, but something happened to it afterward? And you've got people trying to tell us that all the corruption and all the evil in the world is somehow the will and plan of God. It is not. It never was. Genesis 6:5. And God saw. This is not too long after creation and the fall, that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know what the people tend to think? That things now with evil people in the world are as bad and worse than they've ever been. It's not true. It was much worse then than it is now. There's a lot of good people around. There's a lot of believers around. But if you looked at the earth at that time, there were 8 people over the whole planet that was worth getting to know and being around. The rest of them, evil. Just evil. And verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, if evil comes out of him, and he made evil too, how can he be so grieved at what he made? And if evil comes out of God, and he's got good and evil, how's he going to judge evil and be fair about judging evil? No, it grieved him. He repented that he'd made man. And verse 12, God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Did he make it that way? No, he didn't make it that way. Why was it corrupt? For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Who did it? Man did it. Why is there so much pain on the planet? It's man's fault. Somebody says the devil. Well, the devil couldn't have done anything if man hadn't yielded to him. Why is there so much death, so much destruction, so much violence? It's man's fault.
That's right.
Not God's.
That's right.
Not God's fault.
That's right.
Not God's original creation.
Amen.
In fact, he already had a plan. He knew what was going to happen. And we're on a fast-paced course to him fixing everything.
Right.
He's going to wipe the slate clean. And start over. The elements of this planet have been infected and distorted, I guess down to the molecular level, with the curse and sin. And so the oceans and the earth and the atmosphere are going to be burned up. It's going to be brought down, you might say, to the foundation. And he's going to create new heavens. Hallelujah. And new earth wherein there is no curse. Nothing bad. Nothing bad. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it going to be wonderful? Nothing bad. And the devil and his bunch and everybody that joined forces with him are going to be completely removed from contact with us forever.
Thank you, Lord.
And you talk about all good. It's going to be all good all day and all night. And from then on, forever, nothing but good, 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 good. There's going to be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more death, no more dying, no more, no more. Why? Because dying is bad.
That's right.
We weren't created to die. Death is called an enemy.
Right.
1 Corinthians 15 says death is the last enemy that'll be put underfoot.
Yes.
Crying and sorrow and grief and pain, none of that's good.
That's right.
It's evil. It's bad.
Right.
God's fixing it.
Yes.
He's already fixed it in Jesus. And he's bringing it to fulfillment. As we speak.
Yes.
Anybody believe this?
Yes.
Makes you happy when you believe the truth.
Yes.
Truth will make you free.
Yes.
The devil corrupted himself. Man, of course Satan's influence is in this, but man corrupted his own way. God didn't do this. Don't blame God for man corrupting himself. And the results of it. In Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, I want you to turn to this one, please. Ecclesiastes 7, 29. God gave Solomon wisdom that was unparalleled in the generations previous and in his time. I guess it had not been exceeded until Jesus came. Because the Bible said a greater than Solomon is here. Talking about Jesus, and you know that's right. But he said, by the wisdom of God, he said, lo, this only have I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Let me read some other translations to you. The easy to read says, there's one thing I've learned. God made people good, but they have found many ways to be bad.
Yes.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
Who made people bad?
Himself.
People made people bad. You really can't even blame the devil. Because you did not have to yield to him. You could have resisted him. Right? The New Century says, God made people good, but they have found all kinds of ways to be bad. The Message says, God made men and women true and upright. When God made Adam and Eve, did they have a bad side to them? Did he put seeds of evil in there to make them well-rounded?
No.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. In all the animal kingdom, was there disease or distortion or perversion?
No.
In the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea,
no.
The plants, the fruit trees, the grass, you couldn't have found, before the sin and fall, you could not have found one defective blade of grass. You couldn't have found a bad spot on one apple. You couldn't have found one deformity in one fish or one animal. Because when God made it, come on, help me out. You can't look at deformity. You can't look at perversion. You can't look at distortion and say, behold, it is very good. You know, we've been reading about the sacrifices and how that God wouldn't accept animals with deformities or diseases in them for offerings. And how the people in the priesthood couldn't serve with deformities or diseases. Why? Why would that be? It's not that God didn't accept animals. He accepted animals all the time. What was unacceptable to him? The disease. The distortion. It wasn't that he didn't accept the seed of Levi. He accepted them. They were his choice. What didn't he accept? The disease. How many understand disease, distortion, perversion is not an improvement on God's creation? And it displeases him. How many know a master creates a masterpiece, a painting or a sculptor, and some yahoo comes along with a spray can and sprays over it? Is that going to make the artist happy?
No.
Some hoodlum comes along and chips off a piece of the sculpture and improves it. Does that please the sculptor?
No.
The master?
No.
Then all of the sin and the disease and the distortion that's here in the human race is not acceptable to God.
Amen.
It's a defilement of His beautiful, amazing, perfect, good creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Message says, God made men and women true and upright. We're the ones who made a mess of things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.